Yeah.
Awesome, man. How are you, dude?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear from you, man. You've been around here a bunch, and, dude, we always love you. You came and did one of our things at Merriweather a long time ago. I worked at a different station, and so did my producer. We migrated over here, but you did a thing. Did we have the Scorpions that time?
Yes, we did.
We did,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. That was a nightmare.
Oh, whatever. Well,
I remember. You're talking. Wait a minute. That was the one gig I always remember. It was, oh, my gosh, like 99-ish?
Yeah.
98?
Around-ish, yep, that's right.
And I'll tell you a few things that happened at that gig. One was I was coming in cocky. Mm-hmm. I'm on Saturday Live. I got the Gold Boy thing in. I just go like this, man. People laugh.
Yep.
Well, I show up. I guess it was bad weather, and the Scorpions came in late. So whoever picked me up went, yeah, I just want to let you know you're going to follow the Scorpions. And in all confidence, I went, so? And I went up, and I think I took a whooping. I'm pretty sure I took a whooping. And then Cheech and Chong, or just Tommy Chong, ended that show.
Yeah, Tommy was there, yeah.
But there were so many things that happened that day that I remember. There was another one. I started out back in Florida in 89. And when I was down there, there was this guy, Dan Whitney, who had come through every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
And he, you know, we were sitting in a diner, and he was going off to do whatever, and I was going to move to New York. And I go in there, and everyone's talking about this. Dude, have you seen Larry the Cable Guy? Oh, my God, Larry the Cable Guy crushed. Larry the Cable Guy was the star of the show, and I'm going, who the hell is Larry the Cable Guy? And across from my dressing room, after the show, I see Dan Whitney, and I went, Dan, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in like 10 years. What have you been at? He went, I went up earlier, and I went, I don't see your name. He goes, I'm Larry the Cable Guy. I went, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Yep.
So I got to hang out with Larry the Cable Guy, Dan Whitney, catch up on 10 years, hung out with Tommy Chong, took a whooping at that gig, but it was one of the best nights I ever had.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, Dan Whitney started his career calling that station. It was three stations, wasn't it? Was a couple in Florida, and I think JRR in Orlando was one of them.
Yep.
And
98 Rock.
Yep.
I believe 98 Rock or 98 Rock in Tampa.
In Tampa.
Clearwater.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
XTV, yeah. And then and then the one here. So, wow, that's so cool. So you knew him way, way before anybody else.
Oh, my God. He was the freight train of comedy because he would just come up and go joke after joke after joke after joke. Mm-hmm. And he had a little curly hair mullet. He was always, always funny.
Wow. Yeah, he sold out the Royal Farms Arena here recently, not that long ago, 13-5. That was pretty good.
He's a rock star. He's a rock star.
Yeah. Well, you're
and
pretty good.
And deservedly so, man. He's a great guy. Love him.
You know what? Thanks, and that's great, man. He's still our friend. And Jim, you're kind of a rock star, too. You got a couple things going on that bring people out. Go Boy is always going to be a hit. You're going to be in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which isn't too far from here, Carlisle Theater. That's on the 5th of October on this tour you're about to embark on. But, man, when you imitate Tracy Morgan, I pee myself.
Tracy Morgan's a comer down there from Baltimore. You didn't ask no Tracy Morgan play Baltimore.
Ha! Oh, and he's got to take his shirt off, because damn.
I'm going to take my shirt off. Somebody's going to get pregnant.
I love it. Oh, man. And I'm sure Tracy's seen you do it a few times, huh?
I'm sure he has, too. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I miss him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great, great soul. One of the funniest raw human beings, if not the funniest raw human being I've ever encountered in my lifetime, and I really mean that.
Man, that's cool. That's great. That's high praise. And I know that you're friends with Brian Johnson, and what's going on with AC/DC? Do you have anything?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I will say this. I know they recorded new stuff, and I believe it's coming out soon, and I think it may come out before the year's over.
All right. That's good news, because they sort of teased a little bit of stuff. And I think they have a tour announcement coming up soon, sometime. We thought it was.
I hope Brian's a part of that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I care about.
Right.
I mean, if they're going to share bills, I'm cool with that too. But as long as Brian's part of it,
no
I'm
doubt.
All in.
Yeah, he has to be part of it, man, or it's not real AC/DC if he's not. They got everybody back, so I think he would have to be.
I didn't want Axl part of that. It wasn't even that Axl was part of it. It was more like I felt Brian was just gone. He's gone, and now we got Axl. Like, dude, right. You can't just break up the family and bring in a new mom.
Right.
This is my family for years, and I was like, where's mom?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your new mother? What? But I think it's interesting. If they were to go on tour and Brian does the Brian songs and Axl's able to pull off the other songs, that might be an interesting duo. I'd be okay with that.
Me too. Hey, I talked to Brian one time. I said, man, it looks like you're smoking a J every time I see it. He goes, no. He goes, I roll me own cigarettes.
Yes, I roll me own cigarettes, mister. Yeah, you know, in the United States, you got all these chemicals and it's all manufactured. You see what we go out and go and we lick our own and I roll it myself, me son.
You sound just like the old man from Geordie.
Yeah, you're not Sting. Sting is from Newcastle too, mm-hmm. And people always ask me, how come Sting don't talk like you, my son? And I said, well, there's two ways to get out of Newcastle. That's either working on the docks with the boots, or you go to London to speak properly. And that's what Sting done. But you cut a couple of pints in him and the jotty comes out.
Dude, that is the best. I mean, I've talked to Brian a bunch, and even on the phone, that's the best. So break that out anytime. Hey, talk about the tour. Hey, let me ask you one more thing, man, before I let you go, Jim. Hey, when you do Goat Boy and you do some of these prank calls, how long does it take? I mean, some of these are hilarious. When you call the goat feed guy?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Stern stuff. Yeah. So what's your question?
How long does it take for people to catch on that it's not somebody like legit? It's Goat Boy on the phone. Because you were cackling away, man.
I don't even know. All I know is when I'm done doing Stern, you know, the guys pull me in like, can you do some practical jokes? And they tell me exactly what to say.
Oh, really?
And they go, all right, we're going to call this guy. And I try to keep on as long as I can. It shocks me. They stay on. It shocks me.
Wow.
If someone called me going, hey, man, I got a problem. I ate some goat food. and I can't stop bleating like a goat. I'm hanging up.
Oh, that's great.
How do you even stay on? That's too nice. But I hope to catch you on tour. I don't do news. I don't do politics. I only do things that are relatable.
God bless you.
I crush it. Different show every time. Live and let laugh.
Good.
I'll see you on tour.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah, man. Stash is my name, dude, and I'll see you out there. Carlisle Theater, it's the 5th of October. That's the closest one to here. But look at his itinerary. Jim Brewer's been with us. Cool, dude. You're the best. Thank you so
Later.
Much.
Bring the stash.
You know it. I'll see you, dude.